I feel so tired now. We've been working so hard. I feel so exhausted. Thank you for coming over. I really appreciate it. It's been a while since I've been able to switch off and just have fun. These weeks feel like they're getting harder and there's no end in sight. Doesn't mean we can't keep pushing, though. I'm sure we have this in the bag. Can't believe we were having a sleepover together. I was so nervous to ask you about it, but I've been feeling kinda lonely recently. So I decided to reach out to a few friends. You were the only one that could have actually made it, so I'm super thankful for it. You really are the best. Maybe sometime in the future, we can have a big slumber party or something. Show off all our weird quirks. I guess for me, mine can be a really weird party trick. With how long my tongue can go, it's nothing special, but I think people find it amusing. That and how much saliva I can produce. Hey, you should already know that the tongue is the strongest muscle in the body, if you compare them all equally. Mine is just much, much stronger than the average. It's okay if your quirk doesn't work that well, though. You'll get used to it over time. That's all anything takes, really. Just give it a little time and attention, and before you know it, it's simply second nature. Get up. So, please, try your best and not to worry, okay? That's the last thing we want. I know it's much easier said than done, but, well, someone had to say it. Why not I try and relax you a little bit? Here, no saying no. You will come and rest your head on my lap. I don't want to hear about any ifs, ands, or buts. Here, now. Good. Now, when I was a little froggy, very scared and worried about my quirk, I couldn't control the bounce in my legs. Every time I walked, I would hop up in the air. I would have to scoop my butt on the floor until one day my mom scooped me up, put my head on her lap, and I felt her fingers go through my hair. When it happened, tingles went all down my neck to the bottom of my spine. I had never felt anything like it before. My eyes must have glazed over real quick. So can you guess what I'm gonna do to you? Get up. See, it feels nice, right? As my hand goes to the top of your head, all the way down the back of your neck, as I lightly trace it between my hair. And after my mother did this to me, I was able to walk without worrying. My legs were relaxed. I could stand up straight, and it wasn't a worry at all for me. Then, there was my tongue problem, but that was more comical than a problem. I wanted to tape my mouth shut. It felt like my tongue would fall out of my mouth at any minute. It wasn't really noticeable when I was little, but once I went to preschool, I couldn't help but realize my tongue was getting longer and longer each mealtime. I suppose that was my quirk becoming more noticeable. I could hardly keep it in my mouth. Eventually, I got used to the sensation of retracting it as much as possible. It just took some time. Like I said, get up. I hope you are able to relax though. Constantly putting so much pressure on yourself. Don't think I don't notice. I know we could be closer, but time doesn't really permit it during the day. And by night, We are exhausted. Or, well, that's what it's like for me. She would also cup my ears. Think you can handle that? Little ear massage. If it doesn't make you too uncomfy. I had to do this to my brother as well, when I look after them. The oldest brother would complain of headaches, so I used to squeeze down on his head a little. It sounds like a strange remedy, if you can call it that, to fix it, but it really works. Can't be taking medicine for it all the time. It's not good for your system, but I still argue his problem was not hydrating enough. But why would he ever listen to me? He'd call me bossy boots. So silly. I like that kind of push and pull in a relationship. He was a meanie, but we both teased each other relentlessly. That's how it is with siblings. Like some weird unwritten rule. Does it make you feel better though? Do you want more attention like this, or are you not fussed for it? I can stop if it's too much. Oh, well, in that case, I can do this. I'm sure I have a brush here I can use. Now, it might be tickly at first, but it should sound nice and soft for you. One ear at a time. Nice and gentle movement. If you fall asleep, it's okay. I am feeling like a little tired frogo myself. I didn't take my nap today because you were coming over. I am so glad we got to spend this time together though. I definitely feel much better, and it's all thanks to you. I know it's a bit oversharing if I say I'm a little lonely, but I really do feel better now. Get up. If there is anything I can do in return, please just tell me. I honestly don't mind. Yeah? My tongue? I guess you want for real? You want me to do that? I guess then. It might sound strange, but if... yeah. Get up. Well, how was that? Giro is new for me, but I don't think I've ever used my quirk for this. But if that's what you feel like, then I suppose I don't mind continuing. As long as this is helping. Maybe we keep this a secret, as it's a little strange. I could maybe attempt both ears at the same time due to the length of my tongue. Would you like that? Or should I just focus on one? Well, enjoy your new sensation in 3, 2, 1. You're starting to look like you're falling asleep. Does that mean I can rest in a lull? Sorry for the saliva, it's a little weird. Maybe I just play with your hair at the same time. I have a brush here. Brush. 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 Brush.